I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Caden Ellis waits for no commercial break. What's up,
man?
Wait.
I will wait.
Brother, appreciate you, man. What's happening? How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. How are y'all?
Man, we're good. Frustrated. I mean, are you frustrated with what's been happening here the last few weeks?
Yeah.
How you feel?
You know, we're at the point now where I'm focused on the next week, and I'm working, and I'm back in the process. You know, you have a great game, best game of your career. When that next Wednesday comes, you better be back grinding and working, and just, you know, you got to take the corrections still that you had from your best game ever and move on. Right. And the same goes if it's your worst game ever, and that goes for the team as well. So, you know, we're back on Wednesday. Got to be in the process, and there's different things that we're doing to improve our process, but we're still in our process, focused on that, moved on to the next game, and just excited to go to play the Patriots.
Caden's a veteran. Obviously, you've been in the league, and you know the business. Is there – I mean, you're considered – we would think you're a leader on this team. At some point, do guys take it upon themselves to talk in that locker room or talk in the meeting rooms about what needs to happen?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, being around the best leaders I've been around, I've been on teams that have won 13 games. I've been on teams that have won – I think lowest I've won is 7. You know, I think the best leaders feel the room, feel the moment, feel the atmosphere. It's not one, you know, every team that loses by 30 shouldn't have the same response if they want to go and win the Super Bowl from there on out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It really depends on the group. And, you know, I'm thankful for our group. I'm thankful for Ra and the continued positivity that he has and just the belief, you know, always a glass half full. And now let's look at ourselves and let's also see, you know, what do we have to address, what do we have to fix, how are we going to work harder, better, smarter. But, hey, come on, smile, we're good.
Okay.
We're blessed, and let's get to work.
48 total tackles leads the team in that area, 1.5 sacks, guys. He's been playmaking all year long, as he has done since he's been a Falcon. It's Caden Ellis here with us on Dukes and Bell. It's interesting you say that, Caden, because I asked Coach about yelling. Mike was like, you yell at guys. And he was like, no, that's not what we need. Like, and I find it interesting you were saying you appreciate his positivity. Talk to us about that atmosphere and the vibe. I'm not saying you guys don't ever get yelled at, but I am saying that like the approach, okay, we lost 2 in a row. Yeah, it hadn't looked good. Has the offense helped the defense? No, but what's the atmosphere when you talk about that positivity and how things are approached right now?
Yeah, belief. Again, you go back to the work that you've put in, and the process and the road we're on right now. Have these last 2 weeks gone the way we wanted? Absolutely not. The 49ers was not what we wanted. Obviously, close one there till the end. Got up 2 scores on us at the end and is what it is, right? And then last week, you know, that's especially coming off that game against the 49ers, you're like, hey, all right, let's bounce back, guys. Come on, we got to go get this one. Have to go get it. Let's go win. Let's go do it. And we didn't. It sucks. It stinks. But you still got to look at what you've put in. And you still got to appreciate the road you're on. And you still got to just, you know, keep going one step forward. Like, we got a group in there with an atmosphere that's still of belief and still of excitement and still of passion coming to work. And, you know, everybody smiles a little bit more after a win. It's true. You can't say it's not. So we got a little bit in there, right? But I think it's being aimed and channeled in a way that's going to help us grow.
You know, we talked to Caden Ellis, guys, a lot this preseason, anticipation of playoffs. I mean, last year this team was a 6-3 team through 9 games. So, you know, the fans always say, is it just human nature? There's going to be one game where this guy's, the energy's not up. And Coach has said it. He talked about it in the press conference. It's hard for the casual fan in his car to go, how are those guys not up for the game? Are you aware? When you look around, not to call out specific players, but you're like, oh, crap, this is not happening.
Yeah, you know, man, we're playing in the National Football League. We're playing a kids' game. We're blessed. Like, let's go out and let's give it everything we've got. A lot of people paid a lot of money getting those seats. Let's make them happy. Everybody's got family watching, people watching. Let's make them happy. Everybody's going to have, well, pretty much everybody, is going to have kids that's probably going to watch your tape one day. Like, what are you putting on for them? I think about that all the time, right? Like, I've gone back and looked at my dad's, and I love watching his stuff.
Right.
Like, it's hard to find.
It's hard
to get my hands on.
Right.
But I love going and watching just the physicality he played with, like, the mentality he played with. So, look, I know not everybody in any field of life is a self-starter and everything. But everybody's gotten here for a reason and a purpose and through a lot of adversity. So come on, let's go put the best on tape, right?
Yeah. Caden comes from a family, a football family, for those who don't know. Dad, as he mentioned, brother plays, which is kind of cool. I mean, I can only imagine what the reunions are like. You know, we all sitting around talking ball. Man, as far as the defense, statistically, we're ranked high in a lot of areas, right? I mean, we're pretty good against the pass. We are getting after the quarterback more than we did last year, Caden. That's obvious. You concerned in this particular game about stopping the run and going up against these guys?
Yeah, you know Mike Vrabel, since he's been in Tennessee here, like, let's run downhill, baby. Come on. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've done. That's how we got Tennessee to some AFC championships. And it's one of the major factors that he's got this team rolling right now. You know, I watch every one of their games that I can with my little brother on the team. I've watched them a lot. And, you know, Drake May's playing great. And he's a great player. But, man, they got that run game going, and it opens up a lot. So, you know, we've put on film. You know, last week, it really wasn't the 49er runs that hurt us. It wasn't the first down, downhill, second and short, downhill right. runs that got us in the 49ers game. We did a pretty good job putting that down. Really, it was like second and long or third and long. All of a sudden, they run it at us, and we don't knock it down for the 4 or 5 that you're supposed to, right? They got 7, 8, 9 on
it. Now it's third short.
And so that's where a lot of the yards came last week. So that's something that we have to address. We have to look at, all right, if teams are willing on second and long or third and long to just run the ball and say, hey, we think we can get them here. You know, obviously not very many teams do that in the NFL because statistically you want to throw the ball and get your, you know, these quarterbacks make all this money and the receivers that make all this money. Let's go get them open and complete this first down. So that's something we've got to look at. We've got to continue to be good on normal rundowns like we were last week. But then we have to make sure that we're dialed and ready to go. All right, they might throw it here. On second and long, they might run it. We got to be able to cover both.
We talked about it off the air and on the air about how you and Divine Diablo are a hell of a combination and what he brings, especially in the passing game. And I know that JD, it had a tough day in the office, but is there any way you can help him? Because I know sometimes it seems like the yards after the catch just killed us on Sunday.
You know, JD, since he's gotten here, I've been very impressed with just how smart he is. Like, he wasn't a rookie last year, like, coming in with him. He wasn't. He's one of the smartest players I've played with, not only in how he studies, but also instinctually. And I know he's going to bounce back. He's going to be good. You know, I didn't have the game I wanted against the 49ers, and he played pretty dang well that game. You know, I had a pretty good game last week, and, you know, he didn't have the game he wanted. All right, let's zero this thing in. Let's both ball out together, and we'll get this thing covered.
What are you – do you and Jesse – I'm just talking about the vets, as Mike was saying. I mean – David Onyemata, there's a bunch of AJ. Mm-hmm. Do y'all get together and have conversations and then take it to the rest of the defense? Or is this just an individual thing where if you feel like saying what's on your mind, it's like, yo, and then you just pop off? Like, yep. How does that work for you guys?
You know, we'll keep some things in-house, but at the end of the day, you know, there were a couple things. You know, some guys got up and said some really awesome things in our defensive meeting after the game. Which, you know, guys really appreciated. I think people have responded well to. And like you said, it was veterans that everybody respects. Said things in a, you know, a great manner that, you know, needed to be said.
Needed to be said.
Yep. Yeah. And some of the vets have come in and, again, things in-house. But there's some extra things that we got to work on. You know, a little more work that we got to put in. You know, sorry to the kids and fam. We'll be a little later home this week. And works, and that's got to be the new process. And we'll keep going from there. So.
Right. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask you anyway. You tune out the outside noise, but you feel the pressure because we talked to Coach, expectations aside. I mean, you're feeling the pressure now because we said to Coach, it feels like there's crossroads for the season.
Yeah.
You can go one way or the other.
Which way is it going to go? Come on.
Right.
Like, and again, you know, I don't have social media. I don't have
good idea.
Stuff. But
purposely?
But,
purposely, by the way?
Purposely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Yeah. When I was in, I think I got rid of it my second year in the NFL.
Just too much?
Too much, you know.
Too much negativity.
There's some poison on that thing, you know. Not only in football, but just in life, and it's not what I need.
Fair.
So
okay, go ahead.
But yeah, man, we put a lot on ourselves too. Like, I mean, even without, like, I'm sure I could read every comment, everything that's out there, and everybody's opinion. If every fan could voice what they felt, like, I'd feel it, and I got you.
Right.
But also, like, if we just went in one by one throughout the team and the coaches and the nutrition staff and the training room, and the strength staff and everybody that's here, I'm pretty sure if all of us voiced it, it'd probably be even stronger. You know, we've got the want, we've got the hunger, we've got the desire. Now you got to go win, and it's as simple as that. So at this fork in the road, let's go win.
Offensive line, coaches mentioned, this is coming from Ross, saying, hey, we didn't play well up front. You've been seeing these guys since camp. Actually, OTAs, I guess, you know, going back to when you guys early in the summer. Tell us about this O-line, man. And look, there have been games we broke. I think we broke the Bills off, right? We broke Commanders off for a bunch of yards. You've seen these guys operate. But then when we have bad games, or at least the last few weeks, it's been, hey, up front, we're not getting it done. What would you say about our offensive line?
Man, they're led by some awesome veterans, and we've got some guys that have stepped up big time. Really happy with Tyler, what he's done coming in. And obviously that's not what you want, to have your one-in backup tackle go down, right? And he's come in, and he's played phenomenal. Like, and I know, I mean, he's got stuff he's got. Everybody does. But, like, I just sit there, and I watch the pass pro, and I'm like, dude, you're balling. Like, I'm so happy we got him. News has obviously come in, and after losing Drew, and News has just been, you know, he's doing his thing, going against all the OTAs, all camp, balling. And you know what? Like you said, they've had some great games, and I love watching those games when they're great, because, man, do they free up Bijan and Tyler, and they open up the passing game.
I think it was Minnesota. I want to see you and Devine. Y'all were mic'd
getting
up.
After it.
And you come to the sidelines, and I want to say either he said it to you, and you were like, man, O-line's killing it.
Killing it. They are killing it. Like, look what they're doing.
You know?
And, you know, just go be you every day, right? And it's not to say, like, you're going to go up against some great D-lines. You're going to go up against some great schemers. You're going to go up against some great linebackers, some great guys. Like, it happens in the NFL. It does. But let's have, like, 95% of the time, you guys be exactly who we know you are and just go dominate, right? And that I mean, that's the trenches. Everybody knows it. Like, how did the Philadelphia Eagles win last year?
That's right, up front.
Was it all those, you know, special guys, stars? I mean, they got to score when they get the ball. They do. But at the end of the day, up front, O-line, D-line, it wins. It wins. Like, because that's just where you wear and tear. That's where you break someone. That's where you take the will of the opponent, is the O and D-line. So, O-line, let's go. D-line, let's go. And I believe, man, they're so special. They're special groups. And I know they're going to get going.
Whose will are you willing to take this weekend?
My brother's.
Is he talking any smack, by the way? Is he saying anything?
He's pretty quietly confident right now. So, come on. We good.
Right. Okay, so will you talk to him before?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk.
Okay. We'll after win or lose.
Definitely. All yeah, right. I took a picture after the Broncos game last year with the other one. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Did you got two brothers in the NFL?
That's cool as hell.
That's unbelievable.
Family must be unbelievably proud of that.
Oh, man, it's so much fun. Another one played for 4 years for Philly. And then there's a freshman in Utah right now. He's a baller.
How's he doing?
He just last game led the team in tackles, had a sacks, two TFLs, a pass defense.
Bro, what's in your dad? Like, these genes are unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I was going to transfer portal over to Georgia. We could use some help.
Come on.
That is crazy.
My dad's coaching at Utah. He might not be too happy about that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's not going to help.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right on, brother.
Look, we appreciate you stopping by. Always honest with us. We love your energy, man. And you're having a really good year, Caden, so keep it up. It's just, you know the frustrations, man. The ups and downs, and we're all just feeling it right now. Yeah. We're not mad at you. I'm saying the defense. We're not mad at you guys.
We got to get it done.
You guys are getting it done.
We can get more done.
We got to score some more points, man.
We can get more done. We got it. Let's go.
Caden Ellis, thank you
Best
so much.
Best of luck this weekend.
Appreciate
you.
Thanks,
Caden.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.